Hallelujah. Blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to preach about being rooted and grounded. Rooted and grounded. Blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Look out who you talk to. Amen. Look out who you ask advice from. Huh? You know what people do? They'll go to people that's in worse shape than they are and ask their advice. What kind of advice are you going to get? Well, you'll get, I think, and it don't amount to 2 cents. It's got to be God's Bible, praise God. Amen. And there standeth in the way of sinners. Be careful where you stand. If you can't get in sitting by so-and-so in church, you ought to move. Watch who you sit by in church. If they want to talk to you all the way through, one lady told me that she came into church and people gossiped. I said, in church? Yeah. Amen. Of course, she's gone now. I mean, the one she, I guess, thought gossiped, you know. I don't know. It might have been her that was gossiping. I just wonder about that. Amen. But if you do get a little gossip when you come into church, amen, and there's too much of this going on next to you, move! Hallelujah. Nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Don't get in that seat neither. Amen. Because there's not much demand for experts down here nowadays, you know, especially when it comes to this seat of the scornful, you know. Amen. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. That's the Bible. That's the Word of God. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. That's a good thing, isn't it? Amen. You go in the right direction when you get in that kind of a shape. Praise God. And he shall be like a tree planted. Hallelujah. By rivers of water. That bringeth forth his fruit in his season, and his leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth, it shall prosper. Just can't make it? Get planted. Rooted and grounded. You can make it. Hallelujah. The ungodly are not so. But are like a chaff which the wind driveth away. Driveth away. Carried about by every wind or doctrine. Amen. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Amen. Hallelujah. Be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. There's a bumper crop of persimmons in the Ozark Hills tonight. Amen. I mean, there is a bumper crop of acorns on the tree. A bumper crop walnuts and hickernuts, in spite of the fact that it's been the hottest, driest summer on record. Those trees are loaded. How in the world did they make it? I'll tell you how. Somebody gave me the key, said they, those roots go way down. Amen. And they get that water from way down deep. Praise God. Did you know a good tree is as much of it under the ground as he is on top? Yeah, that's what's holding it up. That's how If the wind blows, it just loosens the ground and sends its roots down deeper. Every strain it goes under. Amen. If it's competing with other trees, it grows taller. Amen. And continues to bring forth fruit, reaching for the sun. It reaches up for the sun and reaches down for the nutrients in the earth. And so those trees, it surprised me. I expected to see a famine in the woods, not so. Amen. I'm telling you, there's a bumper crop of acorns, a bumper crop of persimmons, just as many as ever. And the wonderful thing about it is, amen, that good hot sunshine this summer is going to make them doubly sweet. One fellow told me he had the sweetest watermelons and the cantaloupes this summer that he ever had, and there wasn't hardly a day all summer that he didn't have that to eat. Amen. You know why? Hallelujah. The roots went down deep enough to survive the drought and the heat and actually thrived on it. Amen. Man, listen to this. And he spake things unto them by parables, saying, Matthew 13, a sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched because they had no root. They withered away. What? Because they had no root. No depth. Amen. Ooh. There's a lot of big churches, some of them right here in the valley. Boy, they're wide as far as taking in an expanse is concerned. Amen. They got a building program that won't quit, but they're an inch deep. And they won't stand the drought. They won't stand the hot winds. They won't stand the hot summer. Some fell on stony places where they had not much earth. And forthwith they sprang up because they had no deepness of earth. I was amazed that Melvin Tripp, my brother-in-law, moved into about 30-some, 38 acres, I think, there in those Missouri hills. Amen. And I looked at the ground, and it was where they hadn't cleared it off and cleared the rocks away. It was just like that ground I was raised in. It was a rock pile. But you know what? Those trees didn't pay any attention to those rocks. They just grew down past those rocks, amen, and went down deeper than that, praise God, and the rocks just worked for them. They found moisture under the rocks. They found moisture in the clay way down deep in the earth, all stored up, amen. And hey, you can raise good green beans in a rock pile. I know for sure, because it was my job to carry the rocks off the garden every spring, and then Dad would have a neighbor to plow it up, or plow it up, borrow the team and plow it up himself. I even tried plowing one time myself. Man, I wanted to grow up and be big, and so I tied a big knot in the plow traces, amen, and put them around me because I was so little, and I took a hold of them plow handles, and I didn't plow too far till the plow jumped out of the ground, and I finally got back in again, amen, and I looked back to see how I was doing, and my mom started laughing at me because I was looking back. She said, you can't plow looking back. But my mama could plow with a breaking plow. And she took that plow and broke that garden. I tried to learn how, amen, but I found out there's quite an art to driving a team and herding the breaking plow through the garden and getting the job done and doing it right. And after I tried it, I wondered how my Uncle Arden plowed that whole field up down by the creek. Amen. I wondered how Junior Anderson plowed their whole field up full of rocks. He worked all summer helping them make a crop, and his brother gave him a car because he worked so hard. Amen. He plowed so hard. Oh, my, 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 my. And some fell on stony places where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up, and they had no deepness of earth. You know why some folks don't have any deepness of earth for their tree? They've been pulled up too many times and transplanted. They've jumped from church to church so many times that they never allowed themselves to get any roots. Say amen, ouch, oh me, or something. Amen. You might say in a moaning, shaky voice, help him, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. That's the reason some people don't. A rolling stone, they used to say, gathers no moss. Amen. And did you know it's a shock for a tree to be pulled up and moved? Amen. And sometimes they don't get over it. If the weather turns dry and hot for a tree that's been freshly moved, it'll almost always die. You can't hardly dump enough water on it to make it live. Amen. Because it's hot and dry. Hey, you don't want to be jumping from church to church. You want to be faithful to your home church, faithful to your services. Amen. And set the example for your children to be faithful to church. And in order to do that, you'll have to be faithful yourself. If you lay in the bed on Sunday morning and don't go to the house of God, your children will grow up to lay in the bed on Sunday morning and not go to the house of God. Amen. They ain't going to make it. I'm sorry. Amen. Some fell on stony places where they had not much earth. Forthwith they sprung up because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, that's all it took. Sun was up. Amen. Sometimes it does a plant harm to water it unless you really soak the ground. Because here's what happens when you water a plant shallow. Its root begin to reach up to get that water. And it don't last long. And the first thing you know, those feeder roots have reached up and they've got a shallowness themselves. And almost all those plants will die in a real dry, hot summer. Amen. Ask Frank Rogers. He even watered his and they just about all died. What happened? Amen. You got to really water. I mean, soak that ground good. Amen. Because if you just pour a little water on them, it's going to hinder those plants. And that'll dry up in a little bit. And the roots are shallow from reaching up to that little dab of water you poured on them. Amen. And they'll die. Why do we have so many casualties in church? The sun came up. Amen. It showed what kind of people we were. It showed what kind of depth we had. Well, I got discouraged and I left church. Amen. Because it wasn't having no move of God. Hey, you can survive anything. You get roots deep enough. Amen. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them. Too much competition. Too many things going on at the same time. Too many irons in the fire, none of them hot. Huh? Got a bad case of TB. Too busy. Amen. We need to give God first place in our lives. Huh? I mean, we got too many places to run. Amen. There's a Walmart here and a Sam's there and a bargain place here and a bargain place there. Amen. And we got to pile up some more junk. We just got business to do. I mean, we got a lot to do. We got a lot of things. Amen. Hey, we need to get a hold of God. Other fell on good ground and brought forth some 100-fold and some 60-fold and some 30-fold. And who hath ears to hear, let him hear. How many's got ears? Hold up your hand tonight. You got ears. Amen. Everybody's got ears. Hold up your hand. Amen. Bunch of you didn't hold up your hand because you ain't paid anything attention to anything I've said all the way through. Amen. I lost you a long time ago. Amen. He answered and said to them, because he's given you to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, because them is not given. Whosoever hath to him it shall be given, and whosoever hath not Whosoever hath not from him shall be taken away, even that which he hath. If you haven't soaked in anything, God will quit wasting his good substance on you and me. Amen. Hallelujah. And he gives them the interpretation. Hear therefore the parable of the sower. When one heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not. See, I just don't understand. That's your fault. God holds you responsible for understanding. Amen. If you're a dummy about spiritual things, it's because you're a dummy on purpose. In the United States of America, you become skillful at avoiding the issue, and God's going to hold you responsible for wasting your life in the wrong pursuits. Amen. Understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which receives seed by the wayside. Too busy. The thoroughfare where the tramp of marching feet never ceases. The traffic never ceases to flow. Amen. And the seed is wasted that falls by the wayside. In corn country, it's not uncommon to see corn scattered beside the road. In cotton country, it's not uncommon to see cotton scattered beside the road. And the shoulder of the road is littered with corn in corn country from gathering corn. And in cotton country, the side of the road is littered with cotton. But none of that cotton that grows on the that falls on the thoroughfare, none of that corn that falls on the shoulder of the road makes a crop. It's wasted. But he that receives seed into stony places, he that heareth the word, and anon with joy receiveth it, yet he had not root in himself, but dureth for a while. For when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word, by and by he is offended. It's not too hard to offend a shallow Christian. Amen. Will he run me off? I want to tell you, you run into a tree that's rooted, you'll tear your car up instead of moving that tree. Amen. I mean, you run into a tree that's rooted and grounded. Amen. That tree said, he ran into me. He offended me. You know what that tree does? It just grows a scab over that bark that automobile knocked off. Amen. And they carry that automobile that wrapped itself around that tree on a wrecker to the salvage yard. Amen. You'll have a hard time destroying a tree that's rooted and grounded. Amen. Hallelujah. My dad inherited a big old German police pup. It took up at his house. My dad cusses every breath, or did. And he used his Arkansas vernacular on that dog and throwed rocks at that dog. Amen. And that dog just came right on back. That big old gawky pup just came right on back. He couldn't run him off. One day I came down from Kansas City to visit Dad and Mom, and a big old full-grown German police dog come running out to meet me. Amen. That pup had grown up. Amen. That pup that my dad had used his vernacular on, amen, called him everything under the sun and throwed rocks at him, he grew up. Amen. And that dog said, this is my hill, old man, just same as it is yours. Amen. And I come to stay. And he did. Amen. What dad didn't know, Mom was throwing him out scraps. Amen. Dad was trying to rock him and run him off, and Mom was feeding him. Amen. And That old dog grew up and he had one of the best watch dogs he ever had and stayed with him till he died. Amen. And the neighbor's dogs killed his beagles. Amen. And run all these other dogs off when they'd go down to visit the neighbors. And they'd catch him and gang up on him and kill him. And they started chasing this dog too. And one day two of them was after him and they was nipping at his heels and they was going to eat him up like I had them beagles, amen, and kill him. And my dad said, I watched him, and one day he just turned on them and he whipped both them dogs and sent them yelping, amen, back home. Praise God, because he had already got rooted and grounded in that hill. Amen. Too deep, praise God, for the enemy to destroy him. Amen. Hey, listen. Amen. If you get what you need from God, it'll be kind of hard to run you off. It'll be kind of hard for a preacher to preach too hard for you. I've had all kinds of preachers at the highway of holiness because I want everybody, amen, to be ready for anything. I want you to be able to take any kind of preaching, amen, and survive. And if you're rooted and grounded, you can. Now, we've lost a bunch down through the years, praise God, and they're still in shock from being transplanted too. Amen. And they ain't never been quite satisfied. Amen. But they can't come home and save face. Hey, amen, you're going to have to get established sometime. Yes, why as well drive your stakes down right here. Amen. If Don Rich comes through preaching a little holiness, glory to God, I'm going to move up a little closer to God and drive another stake down. Woo, hallelujah. Amen. Hey, no matter who comes by and preaches, amen, preaching the power of God, amen. Hey, I'm going to be there till the last dog dies. Amen. The field is the world, the good seed of the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. Amen. Brother Collins, I'd go to church, but there's too many hypocrites. Why? Where would a hypocrite grow but to church? If you're going to be a hypocrite, you got to go to church. Amen. I mean, hypocrites don't go anyplace else hardly but to church. Amen. They're going to be faithful to church. If it hair lips granny. Hey, you don't want a hypocrite to go to church more than you, do you? Hey, if you leave, you turn on the hypocrites, they'll take over. They're teaching Sunday school. They're on the board. Amen. Sometimes they're pastoring in a lot of churches. Praise God. Amen. If you don't want the hypocrites to take over, you better be faithful to God. Amen. He that receives seed among thorns is he that heareth the word. And the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches. I gotta get ahead. Hey, amen. I gotta get ahead. And what does it mean to get ahead? You still sleep in one bed. You still eat one meal at a time. You still drink one drink at a time. And I don't care how rich you are, you can't wear but one suit of clothes at a time. Unless you're a refugee. Amen. Some of those refugees that left their homes, they put all six sets of clothes on and wore them all at once. Amen. Those refugees that got on that ship in 1947, the Exodus, that they turned away from every port and finally turned away from Israel. And finally they wound up, they was wearing everything they had on their back. Amen. But by and large, you'll only be able to wear one dress at a time, no matter how well off you are. And no matter how you try to impress your competition or your neighbors or even your friends, the truth is they could care less. Amen. And so a lot of this effort today to get ahead is not getting ahead at all. It's losing out with God. Huh? I mean, if you can't put God first, you missed it. If you can't get to church on time, you're out of God's will. I mean, all the time, never can get to church on time. Last to come and the first to leave. Amen. Just got to get ahead in this old world. You missed the will of God. You didn't have a high enough standard to start with. If you're so wrapped up in this world, you can't put God first. You ain't going to make it. Amen. But he that received good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. Hallelujah. In those hot hills this year, those trees were depressed, no doubt. Amen. In those hot hills this year, it was a struggle, no doubt. But you know what? Amen. I went to the Ozarks last week. And in a picture postcard fall, with beautiful sunshiny weather every day and cool nights. Amen. I mean picture postcard weather all week long. Amen. I looked at the trees. Hey, amen. Some of the fruit might not have been quite as big. Amen. But they had a crop. I saw them. Persimmon trees loaded down, and some of them were falling on the ground already. I saw pickup loads of walnuts. Amen. Where they pick them up and take them to this guy that buys them for 10 cents a pound after they get them hulled. He hulls them and weighs them. Amen. And buys them for 10 cents a pound. And farmer after farmer after farmer is picking up pickup loads of walnuts, literally, and selling them. Amen. I thought, there won't be no walnuts this year. No walnuts this year. No acorns this year. No hickory nuts this year. No persimmons this year. No fruit this year. But you know what? Them trees just went down a little deeper and kept tapping that source of moisture. Praise God. And they brought forth fruit. But then a fellow showed me a tree that he had planted this summer. He said it didn't make it. Randy Jones said it didn't make it. Couldn't stand the shock. You know what? It never did get rooted and grounded before the hot weather came. It never did get rooted and grounded before it quit raining. If it had just got rooted and grounded, good. It was dependent on the water that he had to pour on it. And you know what? Randy didn't have no water to pour on it. And so that tree, even though he dug it up with a backhoe and got good rooting with it, and it would have had a chance to have lived. But it didn't get rooted and grounded in time to stand the drought. Amen. Well, God called me to go from church to church and help these little churches. Amen. A couple from the Highway of Holiness told me that. Amen. 20 years ago, God called us to go from church to church and help little churches. And so, sure enough, they left here. He left the front seat, sat right down there on the front seat. Amen. I treat them good. They like me, still do. The one that's still living. Amen. But they left here. Amen. One time too many, and they changed churches. After being married 40 years, he fell 70 feet from a tower once and survived and testified to that right here in this church. Amen. And God had brought him out. But he just kept switching churches. Kept changing churches. After being married 40 years, him and his wife that he called Angel, amen, she must have turned into a devil or something. They got divorced after 40 years. After 40 years and a miracle of divine deliverance, amen, he became a drunkard in his old age and died an alcoholic. After leaving the front seat of the Pentecostal Highway of Holiness Church. Well, we feel called to go in church there. They didn't want to go in no call to do no such a thing. He wasn't strong enough to exist hardly. Amen themselves. Amen. Just barely could survive from day to day with the depth they had. Amen. And after a while, you'll get in the wrong situation. And the sun will come up hot. Amen. Yeah. There's a whole bunch that had been better off if they'd have stayed. Amen. They led the singing right here in church and played the organ. Amen. But they didn't want holiness preaching. Instead of sending down their roots deeper and getting a grip on God and getting something from heaven, he admitted the best services he was ever in was the ones that I led in. Amen. And he liked it better than any of them. Oh, but he felt like he owed it to his friends to follow them in their opposition to the man of God. Amen. And he left the church, and he's been divorced. We run into him in an airport, and we hugged his neck and cried and begged and pleaded with him to come back to church. Come back to church. He cried. Amen. And the one he was waiting on, he wound up, amen, right in the same concourse and right at the same gate we was, amen, down at Cincinnati Airport, amen, and we got to talk to him again and plead with him again and told him we loved him. Right then, he was waiting on his girlfriend, not his wife. His girlfriend. Amen. Out on the road. If you don't grow a good set of convictions and really make a concrete commitment, after a while, something's going to knock you for a row of stumps. Amen. Hallelujah. Ah, but there's some that receive seed into good ground. Amen. And heareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. But the wonderful thing about it is, it survived. It survived the dry spell. It survived the blistering heat of the sun. It sent its roots down and still brought forth fruit. It offered no excuses for failure. And above all else, it didn't blame the other trees for killing it. Amen. Did you ever see a tree blame another tree for killing it? Amen. That's where we get some of our best saw logs, out of those that competed with the other trees reaching for the sun. Competed for other trees reaching way down deep in the earth. That's where we get our best crop of hickory nuts, walnuts, and acorns. From those trees that would not be denied. They got rooted. And they got grounded. And they waved in the breeze. And they were like a tree planted by the rivers of waters. They bring forth their fruit in its season. Amen. They bend with the wind. But it said we had a windstorm and it broke me, it destroyed me. Amen. Not a palm tree. Amen. Those old palm trees have been clear over to the ground. Amen. In a hurricane. I mean the top will touch the sands. Amen. Why? Because there's more palm underground than there is on top. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Amen. Earl Ritchie, pastor down in southern Alabama in Moss Point, Mississippi. Amen. For a little while before he went back to take his daddy's church in McAlester, Oklahoma, I held four revivals for him. Amen. And stayed with him for months, I guess you'd say. Amen. And preached a lot in McAlester, Oklahoma. Earl Ritchie said, I've seen those pine tops just laying down and giving it that in the hurricane. I mean flat. Amen. But they had their roots stuck away down deep in the sand. And after the storm was over, those pine trees got back up again. Hallelujah. They kept growing. Amen. Yeah. The only thing that hindered a few little pine trees when I was down there preaching for Brother Harley all those years in those four different revivals. Amen. Those big old dry land terrapins they called a gopher. That's what they call them in southern Alabama, a gopher. Amen. And that big old hole he makes, as big as this pulpit, they call it a gopher hole. Amen. And we'd cut down one of those little pine tops that had a good bushy top, and we'd run it back in that gopher hole. Amen. And pull it out real quick, and that top would be full of camel crickets, and we'd grab those crickets real quick. You had to be quick. And we'd put them in a cricket cage and take them fishing over across the Pascagoula River in the edge of Mississippi. Amen. Put one cricket on a hook without a sinker on it. Amen. With a turkey quill for a float. Amen. And when that quill started moving in the water like that, you jerk, because that big old cab over a bull brim had it and gone with it. Amen. And Clyde Beach caught more fish paddling out of the front of the boat than we did behind fishing with both hands. Amen. We didn't know, but he had the advantage, even though he's paddling with one hand. Amen. He had the first pitch. He got the first chance. Clyde Beach got saved. He said we was fishing for him instead of the bluegill, instead of them bull brim. Amen. And we got him. Second round of that revival. The second time I went back to preach 2 weeks. Amen. We got Clyde Beach and Jamie Stoker both. And both of them became preachers. Amen. And no matter what happened in southern Alabama, Clyde went on. Good God. No matter what happened in southern Alabama, Jamie Stoker went on with God. And he called the house where we were staying this week. And I answered the phone. And I didn't even recognize his voice. His wife got saved the first 2 weeks of revival. And Brother Harley called me back. Amen. Said, I want you to come back and finish this revival. And I went back and preached 2 more weeks. And Jamie came in from service, from the Army or Air Force or something. Amen. And Jamie got saved and made a preacher. Pastor the church. Still going on with God. How the people make it 44 years together, like me and my wife tonight. This is our anniversary tonight, right on the dot. 44 years ago, we got hitched. Amen. We never thought about divorce. Murder, maybe, but not divorce. Amen. Never even give it a thought. Amen. Hey, praise God. We stayed together and did a work for God. Amen. Hallelujah. And you can stay together too. And you can do a work for God. Why don't they? Because they don't have depth of earth. Huh? Amen. You can make it. Just go a little deeper. Mean business with God. Stand, let's pray. Father, bless our remarks. Challenge us, Lord God, to a deeper walk in God. Lord God, give us a set of convictions that the storm can't budge. God, give us a commitment to God that the drought can't scare, that the sunshine will only make our fruit sweeter. I ask in Jesus' name, draw us close to God and use us for your glory, your honor, and your praise. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Can you say amen? As they sing, we invite you, this altar's open around an altar of prayer. Amen. You can make it. You can make it from here into forever. Amen. I said forever. Hallelujah. You can make it. Hallelujah.